Mary, Lerato and Amos are on a plant safari in a national park in southern Africa. Listen to their conversation.
Okay, so the first tree on our plant safari is coming up on our left, the baobab.
That weird thing?
Yes, this one is almost 700 years old. Baobabs evolved on Madagascar, which was cut off from mainland Africa more than 100 million years ago.
But how did the tree get here then?
Stupid tree. I want to see leopards.
Good question. Some seed pods probably floated across the Mozambique Channel and reached East Africa, where they germinated and spread across the continent. They can survive in very dry conditions. Do you see the thick trunk? The tree stores thousands of liters of water in its trunk, which is what keeps it alive during prolonged droughts.
Wow,
that's cool.
I've read that some species of baobab are endangered now because of climate change and stuff.
Unfortunately, yes, it's true. Mind you, baobabs are survivors. A fallen baobab simply continues to grow where it lies, pushing up new branches, for example. So with a little protection, they may still bounce back from the brink of extinction. And now we come to a very interesting plant, the welwitschia.
I don't see anything. Where is it? Oh, wait, now I see. Next to the dune, right? But it looks half dead.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? Although that one is still quite young, welwitschia plants can live for 1,000 years or more. But in all that time, the plant produces just 2 leaves, which grow continuously.
But how does it survive? It hardly ever rains around here.
Its taproot is almost 20 meters long, and the leaf pores close up during the day to protect it against the hot sun.
Are they endangered too?
No, not at the moment. But they are threatened by off-road vehicles driving over them and overgrazing, you know? Zebras, rhinos, domestic animals like goats.
This is all very interesting, ma'am. But do you think we might see some lions or maybe leopards too?
Come on, Mary. This is a plant safari. You know, to look at plants.
True, but we might very well see some... And here come the elephants. Let me just pull over here. Let them cross the road first.
Oh, hey, look at that one. The one with just one tusk.
So sweet.
Massive.
Wow, they're amazing.
Elephants are a keystone species, right, ma'am?
Ooh.
Jeez, Amos, you're such a show-off.
You're right, Amos. They are. But in the savannah, not here. By eating shrubs and small trees, the elephants help to keep the savannah ecosystem as a grassland instead of a forest.
I don't get it. What is a keystone species, exactly?
Wait, I remember this one. A keystone species is something, an animal or a plant, that is crucial for an entire ecosystem. Without its keystone species, the ecosystem would be totally different or cease to exist altogether. How's that?
Go, girl!
Wow, Mary!
Well done, Mary. Yes, and if a keystone species disappeared from an ecosystem, no other species would be able to take its place. So if the elephants vanished from the savanna, for example, the trees would grow high and it would become a woodland instead.
Oh, okay. Can we stop the jeep, please? I need to go to the toilet.
Are you crazy? We can't stop here. There are dangerous predators out there, leopards and stuff. It's not like a zoo, you know.
I know, but I've gotta go. Besides, where are those leopards? We haven't seen any, have we? Only some dumb plants.
Lerato is right, Mary. I'm sorry, but you'll simply have to wait until we're back at the camp.
Oh, hang on! Is that a buffalo over there?
No, it's just a rock. Oh, look, it's moving! It's a rhino!
A rhino without a horn?
It's a hippopotamus. And it's coming this way. We'd better get moving.
Oh, are hippos dangerous? It looks a bit like a fat cow.
They're extremely dangerous. See those teeth? In fact, hippos kill more people in Africa than any other large animal. They're more dangerous in that sense than lions.
Awesome!
Oh, that's so cool, but I still need to pee.